Good evening, everyone. I would like to share with you the first time I came to faith, the first time I met Jesus. I'd been home on holiday, and as was the norm, I would, on return to the UK, I would stop at a local pastor, and I'd ask the pastor to pray for me before taking the plane back out to the UK. I've done this in the past, but on this occasion, the pastor asked me to read the Bible. It was our instruction this time, you must read your Bible. And while I was visiting Jamaica, a friend of mine had given me a daily bread. And I thought, okay, as soon as I got back to the UK, I was going through the daily bread and I'd remember what the pastor had said. And I thought, okay, I'm going to start reading the Bible using the daily bread as a guide. I started at Genesis and I thought, okay, I'm not going to stop reading until I get to Revelation. And when I hit Exodus, a pattern started to appear. Each time God would help the children of Israel, he'd show them miracles, and then they'd go back and, you know, forget God, and then he'd show them more miracles, and they'd forget God again. And this pattern, you know, started to appear in Exodus, and I started to get fed up, and Moses started to get fed up, and I was like, too right, Moses. You know, I'd get fed up too, you know. But in that moment of exasperation and being fed up with, you know, why the Israelites, why can't they just trust God and just live their life for him? Because when they were in Egypt, God said, you know, I want you to be free so that you can praise me. And that seemed odd to me, that God didn't just want them to be free. He wanted them to be free to praise him. And now they were free, you know, all these, you know, other demands and things. And I got fed up reading it. But in that moment, I was reading the Bible, and this voice just came and said, well, you're fed up with the Israelites, but how different are you from them? And that hit me, and I really did have to stop and think about that. And reading the Bible again, I suddenly realized there were a lot of parallels and with myself and with our society today. We go back to God when things are bad, and as soon as things pick up again, we sort of forget God. And that was a pattern I'd picked up in the Bible. So on realizing that in myself, I decided to give myself to Christ because I could hear his voice. And on finishing the Bible, I realized that the story is the one of love between God and man. He loves us so much that he sacrifices himself for us. That was a big thing for me to suddenly realize in all my reading, that this was actually what it was about, this steadfast love. It wasn't just here today or gone tomorrow. I didn't get fed up with the Israelites, and he certainly wouldn't get fed up with me. So this steadfast love spoke to me in that time, and I know I'm still a work in progress, but I can trust in this steadfast love, and we all can trust in it. He never gave up on them, and he certainly won't give up on us. And one of my favorite psalms is Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank you.